leaders meeting with commanders and officers of the Iranian Air Force. On Wednesday, 8th of February 2023, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Seyyed-Ali Khamenei, had a meeting with hundreds of commanders and officers of the Iranian Air Force at the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniyeh in Tehran. In this program, we discuss the leader's speech and points of view expressed at this meeting. Please stay with us. Every year, on 8th of February, we're reminded of an important historic event. On 8th of February 1979, in the final dying days of the moribund Pahlavi regime, a group of top commanders and officers of the Iranian Air Force pledged their allegiance to the founding father of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. This important event was the final nail in the coffin of the hated Pahlavi regime and a key to the victory of the Islamic Revolution. This historic event was a milestone in the victory of the Islamic Revolution, and every year, on 8th of February, the leader meets with personnel and officers of the Iranian Air Force to commemorate this event, and this year, of course, was no exception. Ayatollah Khamenei welcomed the audience and emphasized that 8th of February meeting is a meeting close to his heart. He said, "This meeting is sweet both for you, remembering that important historic event, and for me, it is even sweeter since I witnessed that event from close up and have followed the development of the Air Force and the Army up until today." Ayatollah Khamenei further added, "Events are usually indicative of certain truths. Various events should be looked at this way, both natural disasters and human tragedies. Every event that takes place has a message and shows us a truth. This event is no different. The event that took place on 8th of February 1979 also points to some truths. The most important of these truths was that it showed a glimpse of the structure, composition, and the truth of the new army that was being formed in the new governing system. The 8th of February 1979 gave us a glimpse of the army of the future, the army of the Islamic Revolution. What is its essence and what is its structure? That day showed us all of these things." Further remarks, the leader added, "It also showed us that the new army was an army of the people. It was from the people. Air Force personnel went to a place where thousands of people went every day to pledge their allegiance to Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. They showed their revolutionary credentials because they stood before the leader of the revolution, saluted him, and declared their allegiance and obedience. They showed they were believers. The signs of belief in spirituality and belief in Islam were clearly evident in that group of Air Force personnel. This was a pointer to the fact that the army of the future would be a faithful army. It also showed that it was an army dedicated to order. On 8th of February 1979, it was uncertain how the revolution would play out. The fate of the Islamic Revolution was uncertain. At that time, martial law had been declared. That is, it was not clear what the outcome would be. It was certainly possible that events would drag out for another month or two. In that case, the Air Force personnel would have been dealt with harshly. They didn't know what was going to happen, but they took risks. They showed courage and they came forward. This showed that the army of the future was willing to take risks. And to be fair, the Islamic Republic army has in fact taken risks in the years that have followed. They showed that the army was a clenched fist confronting the aggressor. Of course, the aggressors of that day were the American agents and the agents of the Pahlavi regime. But later, other aggressors emerged too, but the army stood up staunchly to all of them. Commenting further, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, "The event of 8th of February 1979 raised people's spirits and they felt the army was not against them anymore. Now the army was on their side, on the side of the people, and on the side of the Islamic Revolution, and this raised people's spirits." Thinking back about the images of that day, the picture that was published in the newspapers and so on, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was sitting there. He was the embodiment of power, the embodiment of dignity, and the embodiment of unshakable faith. This great, dignified, authoritative figure was looking at these young men of the Air Force with a kind, paternal look. That day, they were still part of the Pahlavi army, but the Imam looked at these young men with a paternal and a kind look, accompanied by complete affection and complete trust. Emphasizing the importance of remaining a revolutionary, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, "Some are revolutionary, but they don't remain revolutionary. They become revolutionary, but they do not remain revolutionary." The army remained revolutionary throughout all of these years. Let me tell you this, I was in the army from the first day of the revolution. I would visit different parts of the army, and I was in contact with everyone. Today, our army, the army of the Islamic Republic, is much more revolutionary than in those early days of the Islamic Revolution. Turning to the 11th of February rallies and marches marking the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, the leader said, "It will be 11th of February in 2 or 3 days' time. The 11th of February, 22nd of Bahman, is the peak of the Iranian nation's movement and pride. 11th of February this year, like in previous years, is a reminder of the most glorious day in the known history of the Iranian nation. That is, there is no prouder day for the Iranian nation than 11th of February, 22nd of Bahman, as far as we now know in our long history. Of course, we have had proud days, but none have been like 11th of February in terms of greatness. When the Iranian nation was able to regain its dignity, with its own strength, with its own ability, and with its own determination. The 11th of February in the following years are all reminders of that day. The 11th of February this year, God willing and with God's grace, will be a demonstration of people's presence, a demonstration of people's dignity, and a demonstration of people's trust in each other and in their government. It will be a demonstration of national unity. My recommendation is that all our dear people try to make this march, this great day, 11th of February, and this glorious movement a demonstration of national unity and national solidarity. Send this clear message to the enemy that their efforts aimed at eliminating national unity have all failed, and they cannot separate people from each other, and they cannot cause a gap, a chasm between the government and the people. They cannot separate the people from the government. They cannot make the government pessimistic about the people. They cannot push different groups of people to fight each other. Political differences, differences of opinion, are natural differences and are not a problem in society. However, these differences mustn't lead to fights, to slander, to accusations and the like. This is the strategy that we must take in confronting the strategy of the enemy. If we strive and are resolved, the Almighty God will help us. God willing, inshallah." Turning to the devastating earthquakes in Syria and in Turkey, the leader said, "We feel great sorrow for our disaster-stricken brothers in the two countries of Syria and Turkey, and we ask Almighty God to bestow His mercy on the deceased and grant patience to those who have survived. We ourselves, of course, have been afflicted by earthquakes before. We know when an earthquake strikes and families lose their loved ones how hard it is and how bitter it is. We feel their pain and ask the Almighty God for patience and calm for them." In final remarks, the leader said, "May Almighty God bless the pure soul of Imam Khomeini. May God bless his soul, who brought us onto this path and guided us."